the challenge of the Yukon.
On King, on you.
The Wonder Dog King, swiftest and strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sam Preston as he meets the challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the new Northwest country, where the greed for wealth and power led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, Sergeant Preston and his Wonder Dog King met that challenge, and justice ruled triumphant. Sergeant Preston pulled into Crow's Landing in a raging blizzard. As he entered the welcome warmth of Jacques LaRue's trading post with his big lead dog, King, he saw Corporal Saunders of the Northwest Mounted Police dip back in his chair, toasting his feet to the hot stove.
Hello there, Saunders.
Hello, Sergeant. Didn't know whether you'd make it tonight in this blizzard.
It was rough going, all right. Been here long?
Got here just before the storm started. Lucky it did, too. I'm not used to blizzards like this.
Feels good to get out of that parka. Where's Jacques?
He went to bed. I thought I'd wait up on the chance that you'd get here and we could make our plans.
Headquarters didn't tell me much. Just said to meet you here and you'd give me all the information.
That your lead dog, King, that I've heard so much about?
Yes, that's King. Go over and see the corporal, King.
Hello, fella. Oh, he sure is a beauty. Fine dog. Well, Sergeant, we have rather a bad case on our hands. Three of the worst criminals in the Northwest.
Oh? Who are they?
Headed by a man called Bart Nichols. He's a killer I've been trailing for months. One of the toughest and most ruthless we've ever had to deal with.
Does he know you're after him?
Yes, I've trailed him all through British Columbia. When they headed this way, headquarters thought you could help me. And this is my first trip into the Yukon Territory.
It's too bad you had to bump into a blizzard the first day. Have you any idea which way these men are headed?
Well, they passed through here 3 days ago. Jacques sold them some supplies. He recognized them from a description. He heard them talking about Dawson City, so I guess that's the direction they took from here.
Did they have a dog team?
Jacques said they were traveling with six dogs.
Well, there won't be much of their trail left after this blizzard.
If I know them, they'll leave a trail of crime. It won't be hard to follow.
We'll take my team and head for Dawson City early tomorrow morning.
The Golden Ace Cafe in Dawson City was quieter than usual. A few men were gathered around the faro table, and some were at the bar, when three strangers entered.
Good evening. What can I do for you?
You can stand right where you are and put up your hands.
And all of you back there, my men have you covered. Put your hands up and line up at the bar here.
It's a sticker.
Who are they?
Don't pull a gun. He looks mean.
Keep him up.
You there, reach up a little higher.
All right, I'm reaching.
Pierce, get the money from that till. I'll cover it for you.
All right. You open up that till.
Why, you...
Better not argue, Jake. Open up for him.
I'll open it up for them. Oh!
You killed my partner.
He shot my man, didn't he? Now, Pierce, are you hurt much?
My shoulder.
Get up and get out on the sled.
My part is
Stop
hurt.
Stop being a sniveling fool. Get up and get out there. Or we're leaving you behind.
I can't walk.
Then crawl. Get going, I say. It's your last chance. I read. Get the money out of the till.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody will be foolish enough to try to stop you. They know now that when I shoot to kill.
Say they was here, Sergeant Preston. We sent a message for you to Whitehorse. That's why I was so surprised to see you so soon. Couldn't figure how you made it so fast.
Corporal Saunders has been turning them all through Canada. I joined him. What happened here?
Well, they shot and killed Jake and cleaned out my till. Jake tried resisting him. He wounded one before the leader of the gang shot him.
Did they leave anything behind? A gun? Or...
Well, the man Jake wounded dropped a mitten. I saved it. This is it.
Oh. I'll take this with me. Well, Saunders, I guess we better turn in right away. We'll have to get going early tomorrow.
That's fine with me, Preston.
You better watch these men. They're the kind that shoot first and ask who you are afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
we'll have to make camp before the blizzard gets worse. Hold your horses. What's the matter, King? What is it, fella?
What's the matter?
King's lost the trail. His dress is so high. There, he has it. Turns to the right. You think we can go a bit farther?
Yeah. Let's see where it takes us.
Can't see more than 20 feet ahead in the snow. We'll have to be careful. On you, huskies! Push! Look, there's a cabin.
Fire, King! Fire, you huskies!
It's not far off the trail.
We could have seen it back there if it hadn't been snowing so hard. Come here, King. Back here, boy. Better stay back with me, fella. We'll see who's in that cabin.
It's so dark. And there's no light.
They may have heard us coming. Quiet, boy. Look, the door's open.
The wind is banging it open and shut.
Can't be anyone there. They'd freeze to death. You gotta watch it, though. Maybe a trick.
I've got my gun ready.
Steady, fella. The place looks deserted. Nobody here. As cold as it is outside.
Oh, it's a relief to get out of that wind. I could sure use some sleep.
What is it, boy? Light that candle, will you, Saunders?
Yeah, sure.
Saunders, look. There's a man in this bunk.
A man?
Bring that light over. This is what was bothering King.
Is he?
He's dead. Frozen stiff. And look, he was wounded.
He's the one that was wounded in Dawson. Look at the mitten he's wearing.
The rats. They simply abandoned him, left him here to freeze to death.
Well, it means they can divide the loot two ways instead of three.
And their food will last longer. You're right, Saunders. Those are ruthless killers we're after.
And it isn't going to be easy.
Well, let's get some food and sleep. If you'll build a fire, I'll feed the dogs. We should get an early start tomorrow.
The next day, number two of Bart's gang was found on the trail, shot in the back. Bart Nichols had gone on alone. The storm was over, and 2 days later, the tired Mounties came to the end of their search. As they topped the wooded slope, Preston halted the team suddenly.
Look, King! Hurry, huskies! Look, Saunders, through the trees, down there to the right.
A cabin. Do you think it's Bart?
That's where the trail leads, and there's six dogs tied there. We'll stay right here. There isn't a chance of getting near that cabin while he can see us.
We're going to have a fight on our hands, Sergeant.
No doubt about that. If we could just get him out of that cabin some way.
Well, his dogs will warn him if they see us.
It's almost dark. If King and I could circle the place, come up from behind and get close to it without alarming those dogs.
I could shoot off a gun. Or make some noise from this side to attract Bart's attention this way.
It's worth trying, Saunders. King and I will circle the cabin. It'll take us about half an hour. By that time, it should be fairly dark. Now, you watch the right-hand side of the place, the corner away from where the dogs are tied. I'll signal you with a match. You better not shoot a gun. That might alarm him. Just make a noise of some sort to start the dogs barking. Make him out of the cabin, and once he's out, I think King and I can take care of him.
All right. I'll watch the right-hand side and wait for the match flare.
The minutes ticked by as Saunders watched for Preston's signal near the cabin. His eyes strained to the semi-darkness as he waited for the flare of the match. Suddenly, a shot rang out from behind him, and the corporal pitched forward on his face. Preston, down in the valley behind the cabin, froze to a stop with King beside him as he heard the gun.
Hold it, boy. Now, that's strange. Saunders wouldn't disobey orders. And no sign of life in the cabin. Well, King, looks as if we guessed wrong this time. We're going back the way we came. Quiet, fella. Not a sound all the way.
What happened? All right, Mounty. You finally decided to come too, have you?
Why, how did... Oh, my head.
Just by accident, I creased your skull. It was a little dark, or I'd have done better. As long as I didn't kill you, I thought I'd let you see how it felt to have the tables turned.
I'm handcuffed.
With your own bracelets. I just want to give you a taste of what it's like before I finish you off. You You've been after me a long time, Saunders. You gave me plenty of trouble, and I'm getting even.
You ambushed me.
Yeah. Never occurred to you that I might be out doing some hunting. Thought I'd be in my cabin, didn't you? Thought you were just going to lay behind this log and pick me off.
I guess that was the general idea.
Well, I caught you, you snooping buzzard. Watching my door like a cat watches a mouse hole.
I should have been more careful.
When are you red-coated fatheads going to catch on to yourselves? Sending one man after someone like me. Maybe they'll find out now that if they want to catch Bart Nichols, they'd better send a whole regiment instead of one tin-horned cop.
I shouldn't have tried to do it alone.
Alone? Why? I could handle 10 like you. This is man's country up here. And before we're through, you're going to be licking my boots.
You mean you aren't going to kill me quickly?
Oh, no. I'm going to have a little amusement first. We know what happens when a Mountie gets his man. Now you're going to find out what happens when a man gets his Mountie. And it ain't going to be fun for you.
Why did you build this fire?
It ain't a very big fire I'm building, Saunders. And pretty soon you'll know why. Listen. Hear 'em? Wolves. You ain't used to this country. Maybe you don't know about them. But you will. They're starving. And they can smell blood. Like the kind that keeps trickling off your head. They can smell it for miles.
But why the fire? Why bother with that?
It'll keep them off you for a while. But you'll have the pleasure of seeing them. First, they'll be sitting in a circle watching you. Their eyes fiery. Then you can watch them closing in. Closer and closer. And you handcuffed to a log.
Bart, you're a fiend.
I hear that. Don't even wait until you're dead. They're too hungry. And their teeth are so strong they can crush bones with them. Now, one more piece of wood.
Hold your hands, Bart. You're coming. Hey, you hold him up, my Harry.
No, no, you don't.
Let him take you.
I'll show you.
King's got a gun.
Take him off.
Hold up
my arm.
Keep him there, King. You got that gun. Stay right there, fellow. Keep him
off,
back.
Kick him off, I say.
He's staying right there like two handcuffed. I'm taking no chances with you. Be with you in a minute, son.
I'm all right.
Get this animal away. He's chewed my arm.
You made a bad mistake trying to resist him. You shouldn't have kept on shooting. Well, guess I can't handcuff this wrist. You won't be using it for a while.
I could have got both of you. I was blinded from looking in that fire.
I'll have to warn you, Bart. Anything you say will be used against you. All right, King, get off him. Now, Bart, sit up and stay quiet. Guard him, King. And by the way, Bart, King's teeth are like those wolves you were talking about. He can crush bones with them, too. Yes, King, you've done a fine job tonight, fella. Good work.
Copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. They are sent to you each week at the same time and reach you from our transcription studios. Hal Neal speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.